Well, hello there and welcome. You are listening to the Kindness Matters podcast, and I am your host, Mike Rathbun. What is this podcast all about? It's about kindness. It's a pushback against everything negative that we see in the news and on social media today, and it's a way to highlight people, organizations that are simply striving to make their little corner of the world a little better place. If you want to join in on the conversation, feel free. Go ahead and follow us on all of your social media feeds. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're even on LinkedIn under Mike Rathbun. Check us out. And in the meantime, so sit back, relax, enjoy, and we'll get into the Kindness Matters podcast. Hello and welcome to the Kindness Matters podcast, everybody. I am so very, very happy and grateful that you are here to listen to this show. My guest today is Karen Houck. And in 2011, Karen suffered a loss that no parent should have to have face, deal with. But as a result of that, she found a way to turn her grief into a project of kindness. And I cannot wait for you to hear this story. Welcome to the show, Karen. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure is all mine. So, your daughter was Alyssa Noelle Audette.
Correct. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And like so many kids these days, she got a hold of some narcotics, but because some kids get a hold of them and they take their trip and they're fine, and but these days that's not always the case, is it?
No, not at all.
Was it fentanyl that
no,
it was laced with?
We were before the fentanyl crisis that we're in now, because it was 2011. It was a drug called Opana, which most people, I'm sure you included, have not heard of. We had not heard of it at the time. It was produced to deal with people being, it was made stronger. It was an opioid that was made stronger for the people that were already addicted to like the oxycodone. And many people felt that it should not be over, you know, even with the prescription available. It should be in a hospital setting, kind of like a morphine sort of situation. And ultimately, now it is back off the market. So, you know, the lobbyists got it on the market. It was on the market at the time. Somebody that she considered a friend had them and gave her one at a party. And she made it all the way home. And she, her dad found her the next day.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's like every parent's worst nightmare,
for sure.
And I'm really sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you.
And that was 2011, right?
2011, yeah. We're just about, it was the Friday night into the Saturday morning after Thanksgiving, so it was November 26th. So the timing of this is, like most things, perfect and ironic all at the same time, you know.
Right.
You know, we're knee deep in it. November is just heavy, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I can't imagine the weight on your heart this time of year, and that never goes away, does it?
No, I mean, it changes and it alters. I do a lot with grief, mostly my own, and Alyssa has a sister, Ashley, and you know, so and she has a daughter, so I have a granddaughter. So you know, we live a life where we, you know, do things all the time in Alyssa's honor, and we talk about grief, and I gather the grievers intentionally and unintentionally. They do find us here. It doesn't ever go away. So in some ways it's worse, because now all her, you know, she would have been 32, 30, and you know, like, you know, her friends have had babies and got married, and you know, Alice is here now and doesn't get to know her, and you know, we have to do all these other things that you don't do in the beginning, obviously, you know, so.
Yeah, for sure. But so let flash flash forward to 2017, was it?
Yes.
When you found about about the Kindness Rocks project.
I actually went and found the little rock. It's a tiny little ladybug.
Aww.
It's literally like a quarter, the size of a quarter.
Oh my gosh.
A friend of mine that was living in Florida, we're Long Islanders. I was in Louisiana. She was in Florida. Found that rock, a little ladybug rock, and it was July, which is Alyssa's birthday month, and she said, it made me think of you and Alyssa, because I have a degree in horticulture, and I'm kind of a hippie, and I taught, you know, my Girl Scouts learned how to make compost, and we would set ladybugs free to eat the aphids in the summer, which is considered integrative pest management, so ladybugs and us were always a thing. And everyone that knew us then knew that. So she found the rock in July of 2017, and she sent me a picture, and she said, I don't know what this is, but you guys are crafty, and people here in Vero Beach do this thing. They paint rocks, and they put them out for other people to find. And I was like, oh, that's intriguing. And I consulted with her sister, and we went on, you know, dealt with Mr. Google, and we found the Kindness Rocks Project, which is, you know, based out of Cape Cod.
And by the end of, I thought it was East Coast. Yeah.
Cape Cod. And by the end of that day, we sort of created Alyssa's wishes. And Alyssa, when she passed, even at 20, had a bucket list. We found a lot of things in her room, as you do. And on the bucket list, one of the things was to travel the world. So our intention right from the go was, if we do this and we put it out into the universe, that not only would people hear her name and her story, our story, but we would get her story around the world. So,
oh wow, yeah, for sure. Now, and your rocks have been Alyssa's rocks, if you will, have been all over every 50 state, right?
Yes,
you know,
all the states, yes.
But also around the world, not.
We just got to Japan for the first time. We have my husband mans a .org website, alyssaswishes.org. And there are maps of where we've gone over the years. And yes, we're in all the, you know, the continents. We're all in the states of the United States. And then we've been to a lot of different countries, a lot of islands, you know, Cancun and Jamaica and all those places.
Oh, yeah.
And the intriguing part about it is sometimes we know, Ashley's job used to be in Manhattan. So there was always rocks in her office, and people would be traveling, or she'd leave it, you know, at lunch in Times Square, and you would never know. Like, a man picked one up that was on a trip to New York and brought it to India. That's how we got to India.
What?
And then, you know, you don't always get to hear about it, which is another whole wrinkle to the story. You know, they're out there, you know, doing their thing. So that, you know, so sometimes it happens that way, and then other times somebody will be like, I'm going to Italy. Can you make some rocks for me? Can you, you know, give me, and we know at least we're there. Like, we were just in Las Vegas. A friend of ours' husband took a bag to Las Vegas for a teacher's conference, you know, and now they're turning up. You hear from, you know, the percentage is not high of people that tell you, you know, that reach out to say, I found it. So that's kind of a bonus. You have to lay into the randomness of it, you know, so.
I was going to say, do you have something on the rocks that tells people who find them what to do with them or who to contact?
And it's interesting because also in 2017, at that point, we had done a bunch of things, as you do, in honor of her, but they were all one-timers. Like, on her birthday, we would adopt a seal, or, you know, you do different things for different charities. We have now her animal rescue charities. We would do specific things, but they were, you know, for the anniversary, you go get a tattoo, or the birthday, you go get, you know, you do very different things. This, the actual painting of the rocks, was the first time I had like a tangible place to put my grief every day. So the painting is very, very, has become very soothing for me, or very therapeutic. And I do write on the back of every one of them. It says, when found, share a picture of this kindness rock at Alyssa's wishes. So, I write her name, you know, hundreds of times a week.
Oh, my gosh.
I paint every day, you know, so. So sometimes it'll just be, depending on the size of the rock, it'll be a little less, but it's always when found, share a picture. And, you know, sometimes you hear about them, somebody's moving, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I found this in the drawer. I found it 2 years ago on vacation in Florida, you know, and then we all laugh, you know. But yes,
nice.
So I get to write her name. You know, not only talk about her, but actually physically write her name every day. So
that's, how do you get that so neat?
I did take drafting in school, in college, you know, for horticulture.
Good for you.
Landscape design, you know. But yeah, yes. And a good pen. A good pen helps.
A really good pen. That's the secret.
Uh-huh. Pointy pen.
So, but you weren't content just with that, right? Now,
no.
you created a little free library.
Yes. Well, and every, you know, it's getting a little bit harder to do, but every year on her birthday, we always try to do something more. Now, as time goes on again, obviously that gets harder. But we keep trying. And her sister's a writer. I was the Scholastic Book Fair chairperson. You know, we read Harry Potter out loud. We would be waiting in costume at Borders for the new book to come out at midnight. We were those people. Lissy loved poetry. We always had a house library, a library in our house. So somewhere along the way in 2019, I was like, well, what if we opened one of those cute little library boxes? We already had the Kindness Rocks garden out front of our house. So we already had some traffic. Where we live, there's a lot of homeschool families. You know, it seemed like a natural thing. Ashley, her sister's a writer. So we said, okay, let's do it. So we had friends build the main box, and it comes down to the fact that we opened in July of 2020. The world was closed, and we opened a library. So everything has been donated, but that first year I was wiping books down because they were coming in, you know, out of people's houses. We didn't know what was what. Everyone was home, so we were a destination. So we hit the ground running.
Perfect.
It's quite extraordinary. That
would have been perfect. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We just, after the 4 years of Missouri weather here, the main wood box has kind of had broken down enough that we had to replace it. So this July, we just commissioned a big metal ladybug library to be built. So she's huge and she's metal.
And oh, wow.
I could see her out there right now. It's been busy today.
No issues with the weather there.
Nope. I mean, she gets a little hot in the sun, but that won't be a problem for now. The big black walnut tree helps with that, with the shade. No.
And what kind of books is it just strictly kids books?
And
then,
we do a little bit of everything. Most of our patrons arrive with a grown up. So I would say we're 75-25. 75% kids books. We always have a toddler annex that's low. It's a low box. So originally in 2020, we opened the main box. And then each year past that, we added to it. So it had three boxes. So there was a toddler annex when my granddaughter arrived here in Missouri. I was like, okay, the toddlers, you always see the moms or the dads holding up the kids to try to get a book out of the main box.
Sure.
I was like, what if we put a little box low? It's the busiest spot in the library. Always the busiest spot. Always needs to be refilled.
Bad.
It's crazy. It's crazy awesome. And then we had a secondary box because I have a little OCD and it looked uneven. So the next year we built another box and I would put like seasonal or nonfiction. We move a lot of nonfiction. But we have an extraordinary neighborhood that has a lot of like walkers and bike riders. And it's so we have a lot of regulars. But for the most part, the kids... You know, so we get kids on bikes, we get kids in golf carts, because it's Missouri.
Golf carts?
Yeah, I know.
We get a few of those around here.
Scooters, you know. I'm like, okay.
When my kids were growing up, it was four-wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's golf carts.
Yeah, you know, I get a pack of teenagers out there in a golf cart. I'm like, okay, don't put a helmet on. Be careful.
Somebody's going to get killed. Stop it.
You know, the mom in me comes right out. But for the most part, yes, we do both because most of the children, the patrons that do arrive come as a family, you know, and grown-ups will come for kids' books. The homeschoolers will come as a family. Both.
That's awesome. I was reading the notes I had taken before when we were talking, and Alyssa really loved penguins.
Yes. She had.
And all of a sudden I'm thinking, has one of your rocks been to South America?
I don't think we've been in South America. I probably should have had the map open. I really don't think we have been. I'm really bad at geography.
Because I have a connection.
Do you? I will definitely send you rocks to help us get there.
I did an episode a while back for a woman who has a something called Pancakes for Roger, and it's a charity in honor of her dad. He was a Agent Orange, Vietnam vet.
Okay.
And they donate money to law centers to help service members who need legal help for free. But every year she does a thing called Pancakes for Roger, where somebody, you're supposed to take a picture of yourself, a selfie with a plate of pancakes, and send it to them. And she said she had every country in the world, and then she found somebody who was going to South America, to McMurdo Station.
Okay.
Or not South America, I'm sorry, South Pole.
Okay.
Sorry. And so she got in touch with him and had him take the picture. They actually shipped pancake mix down there.
Wow.
And had him take the picture. So I know somebody, I'm going to talk to her.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to her after
we'll make
this.
We'll make that happen. Everybody at the post office knows when they ask the questions, I go with my little, if it fits a chips, $10 box, you know. And they ask the questions is, you know, lithium batteries, liquid, you know, perishable. I'm like, nope, just rocks. You know, sometimes just bookmarks. Rocks and bookmarks.
Rocks and bookmarks.
Yeah.
Well, this is so cool. And what an amazing way to remember Alyssa and at the same time make the world a little better, a little happier place. I love that.
It really is. You know, I could have never imagined that my therapy would become, you know, the little, you know, we call it the kindness empire that it's become, you know.
Yeah.
But even like today, you know, the world is a little angsty. I put out an extra table of books and I promoted it on social media. We help other libraries. We'll help teachers seed their classrooms, you know, new teachers. We're over 35,000 books have traveled through my hands, 35,000. And we know that because we sticker the backs and put our charter number on them. It has a little ladybug sticker on the back and it'll say, you know, the Little Ladybug Library and the charter number. So like, because the littlefreelibrary.org empire has a world map. They're around the world and you can actually put the app on your phone and find the libraries wherever you're standing. So we always travel with books and it's also a good way because then people look you up because they can look you up by the charter, you know, to see where the book started.
So if I were to put a little free library out in front of my house, is it something you register with
you
the littlefreelibrary.org?
Yeah, all of them do. But yeah,
I was gonna say.
It's like $25 and they assign you a charter number and then that goes on there and then you go on the map. So it's fun. I should be getting a stipend from them because I'm always promoting it because wherever we go, you know, you go to the doctor three towns away. I'm like, let me just see where I am. You know, if there's anybody new around that I haven't touched and I'll just go throw a couple books or bookmarks in the other library.
Oh, yeah. And we'll absolutely put a link to the littlefreelibrary.org in the in the show notes for sure. Where do you get your books from?
Been donated, all of them. Today, I went to pick my granddaughter up at preschool and stopped for lunch on the way home. And there were two gigantic totes on my front lawn when we came back. And then right before I got on the phone with you, a woman brought me like 11 boxes of adult books. She's like, is this too many? I'm like, we'll find a home. We'll find a home for them. So the mission now becomes part of that is to figure out. We work with a lot of other nonprofits in the area.
Oh, nice.
And like I said, we do stock a lot of other, like, teacher classrooms. So or people know to reach out. Like, that's always part of it. For me now is to help the books find their people. So.
Yes. But, yes. And you said you did some work with animal shelters?
We do. Well, our dog, I raised my girls on Long Island, New York. Our dog was from an animal shelter called Kent, which is still there. So because our dog was from there when she first passed away, we suggested that and the Riverhead Marine Foundation, which is also connected to an aquarium on Long Island that does, you know, helps with the turtles and you do beach cleanup and all the things that were important to our lives when I was raising my children. So those two stayed. And then I lived in Louisiana for a little while, and now I'm here in Missouri, so we've kind of added to the mix. I've always tended to be one that's kind of civically minded, and I need to do that both for me and then for her. So like right now for the month of November, we are actually have a tote out front by the library, and we're collecting for one of those, the animal shelters that we support here. Also for a veterans home locally, we had patrons that have now become friends, also had great loss in their life, and they do a lot of work with the veterans home. Actually, you'll like this part of the story. The baby boxes from the original Wood Library, they took refurbished and upscaled into a new library in a different part of the state in Missouri. So they're doing that. And then the last one is one called No Shame, Kansas City, which is about period poverty and women's products. They collect women's products for the which, you know, as the mom of girls and being a girl, a woman, kind of important. Right. So those are the three that we're working with right now. But yeah, so on the website, if you go to Alyssa's website, the alyssaswishes.org website, not the social medias, there's links to all the things that we try to support throughout the year.
Yeah, and you're on social media, right? You're on Facebook, you're on Instagram.
Yeah, and Ashley has us on the TikTok. She'll laugh when I say the TikTok. We're on the TikTok, like the cool kids. Yeah, we're all the places. We're all the places.
We're all the places.
We're all the places that you could be, yes.
I am also on the Tickety Talk.
Uh-huh. See, you're cool. I knew you
just,
were cool.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Oh, it was so awesome. I am so happy that you were able to spend some time with me today, Karen, and I really, really appreciate you, and I appreciate what you're doing in Alyssa's name. I know she's smiling down on you so big right now and just loving every minute of this.
Well, she definitely would love all the parts of it except the talking to all the people. It's funny. Her sister and I are very outgoing and make friends wherever we go, and she was not always that way. She had a very smaller circle than the rest of us. So when people ask me, well, what would Alyssa think about what you're doing? I'm like, she would love all of it. You know, like she would love hidden to the garage now to open those 11 boxes. It's like Christmas, you know, and you don't know what you got in them until you get them out. But, you know, the talking to the people on the front lawn and talking to you and those kinds of things would not be her jam. So
not her jam. Not hey, you know jam. What? We all have our jam, and
teamwork that's, makes that's the dream okay work, too. As we say in my house.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time with me today, Karen. I so appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Mike, what you do every day as far as promoting random acts of kindness in the world that obviously needs it, and giving me the opportunity to talk about my girl.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, and we will be in touch.
Okay, sounds good.
I want to thank all of you for taking this time to listen to this episode with my guest, Karen Hauk, from Alyssa's Wishes. I hope you're able to take something positive from the time you spent with me. Maybe you'll be inspired, maybe you'll be motivated, maybe you'll be moved. And if you experienced any of those positive feelings, please consider sharing this podcast with your friends and family. Also, feel free to follow us on our socials like Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. This podcast is part of the Mayday Media Network. If you have an idea for a podcast and need some production assistance, or have a podcast and are looking for a supportive network to join, check out maydaymedianetwork.com and check out the many different shows like Afrocentric, Spoil My Movie, Generation Mixtape, In a Pickle Radio Show, Wake Up and Dream with D. Anthony Palin, and Stacks Opax. We will be back again next week with a brand new episode, and we would be honored if you would join us. You've been listening to the Kindness Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rathbun. Have a fantastic week.